Now there is another search also, similar search. There is one thing that human beings find most surprising and mysterious. There is nothing as mysterious as the fact that the living suddenly one day happens to be dead. In other words, the phenomenon of death is such a phenomenon, it is like doubt, it is like impermanence. Death also is similar thing which gives you a kind of a sense of losing, something gone. And you cannot bear it. Some of the greatest stories of the world are woven round the phenomenon of death. It is a search as to why? Something that is alive, something that is bubbling, pulsating, suddenly stops. And there is no vibration at all. And this stoppage of vibration, if you are living a deep life, affects you tremendously. Those who have experienced deepest love in human life, and suddenly your best object of love dies, you feel yourself dissolved. When your object of love suddenly passes away, you immediately feel, oh, it ought not be. This is something that is unbearable. It should not be. It should be in any case healed, thrown out. I want it back. That is why the theme of love and death is one of the perennial themes of human life. Death gives you greatest shock when you are in the deepest state of love. If there is something inconsistent with love, it is death. You know the great story which Sri Aurobindo has written, Ruru and Priyamvada. I don't know if you have seen. One day you read the poem that Sri Aurobindo has written, Ruru and Priyamvada. Priyamvada suddenly dies. And then Ruru cries and makes his utmost effort to revive Priyamvada. She must come back. It's an opposition, it's a kind of revolt against death. Or death should not be. The great story that Sri Aurobindo has written, and of which you know so well, called Savitri, what is the main theme? It is love and death. Satyavan dies. This is the basic fact on which the whole Savitri's poem is written. Satyavan dies. And Savitri rises in revolt against it, and says, death ought not to be. If you read the whole of Savitri, what is the cry in Savitri? The whole Savitri, the whole poem, the deepest cry is, oh no, death ought not to be. And she goes out. It's an epic. Why is it called an epic? You know the meaning of epic. Epic is always a great poem. Mere great poem is not an epic. An epic is an account of one of the most difficult endeavors, most difficult adventures, something in which you have to do something so marvelous that ordinary humanity cannot do. An account of that is called an epic. And Savitri is called epic because the question is, can death be conquered? Can death be eliminated? This is the question. Whole of Savitri is this question. Can death be conquered? In other words, can you attain to immortality? So human beings throughout the whole human history have made these three quests. The quest of permanence, the quest of certainty, and the quest of immortality. In all the three, you find you remain held up, stability. I dwelt upon these three words very deeply because the whole concept of dharma is connected with these three ideas. Dharma is that which holds, but holds permanently. That which holds with certainty. That which holds immortally, which cannot perish. Even when there is flow, and that is very important, even when there is flow, even when there is development, when there is growth, even the impermanent is held by the permanent. Even the change is held by the changeless. Even the death is held by immortality. So the easiest definition of dharma is permanence, certainty, and immortality. Because it is that which holds. And all human life is a search for it. Now we human beings gradually grow. In fact, we do not know what we are looking for in this world. Our quest is very, you might say in the beginning, even flimsy. It is like a butterfly. We go from one point to the other point. Even in studies you find, we go from one subject to the other. We get bored with one thing and we go to the other. That is because our quest has not become yet ripe. When our quest becomes very ripe, then you can ultimately come to a rest in your quest only when you attain to these three things or one of these three. Why is it that these three are not immediately available to us? In permanence, you hardly see anywhere. Everything is floating. Certainty is very difficult to attain. Descartes had to spend years and years to arrive at certainty. Why is it that it's so difficult to attain to certainty? And death, who has conquered death? How to attain to it? If you read the whole of the Veda, you know, you have heard of the Veda, isn't it? The word Veda. It's a huge, huge book. Rigveda, there are four Vedas, and Rigveda alone consists of 10,000 verses. I have got one edition of Rigveda with translation into English of Rigveda, Sanskrit and English. It consists of 12 big volumes. These 10,000 verses are printed and without commentary. It is only the Sanskrit and the English translation. It is 12 volumes, Rigveda alone. Then there is Yajurveda, there is Atharvaveda, and there is Samaveda. If you put all this together, it's a huge, huge composition. Just as Descartes wrote a book, Meditation, in search of certainty, you might say Veda, such a huge thing, is an account of the search of immortality. And the whole writing of the Buddha is a huge writing. In fact, Buddha's writings, if you go to Tibetan library in Sarnath, I have gone once to see in Sarnath the huge library of Tibetan literature, and only if you see only Buddha, what he has said, it's a huge number of volumes. And what is the purpose of all this? To arrive at permanence. Now, human beings, we are also human beings. So you have to see that human beings have striven in this world for three greatest things. Now, it is very easy to say, what are these three things? Permanence, certainty, immortality. These three things are not easily available, or even with difficulty not available. They can be available only with the greatest difficulty, with the greatest effort. And unless you have it, you cannot be held, you cannot rest. Therefore, you might say dharma is inevitable, because you can't rest otherwise. You will constantly go on and on and on and on and on, and you will not find any resting place unless you find these three things, unless you find dharma. That is why you can't escape dharma. Dharma is inescapable, whether you like it or not. Your whole human nature is such that you have got to seek after it. That is the speciality of human beings.